Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello everybody, on today's wrestling news, we've got a huge potential spoiler about an in-ring return at Money in the Bank.
The WWE draft has been delayed.
A title match has been moved to Money in the Bank.
And WWE Hall of Famer Paul Orndorff has sadly passed away. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Adam Cleary for some reason.
And this is the news.
Right, I'm starting us off. I've got like big, we love returns here in all wrestling news. Returns are always the most exciting one because nothing does a wrestler's credibility in WWE more than not being in WWE, or at least not being in the ring in WWE. And someone who has not been in the ring for a very long time, according to Fightful Select, might be returning at Money in the Bank. Any guesses, Wilborn? Is it Brock? Is it The Rock? It's Sonya Deville. Now, I don't pull a face because Sonya Deville is genuinely an excellent worker and she's been doing fantastic work not off screen, but out of the ring, certainly at least. And I'm just going to say it, every time she pops up doing that authority figure thing in that suit, again, there are thoughts had. I'm probably not going to express them on a video that can be recorded and put on social media, but she's excellent in this role and she's going to be getting in the ring for the Money in the Bank match itself. Apparently, WWE have been pushing hard backstage certain members of the staff to get her involved in that because the plan has always been to bring her back to in-ring action. This is quite exciting because that lineup for the women's Money in the Bank is already quite exciting, isn't it? It's Asuka, Naomi, Alexa Bliss, who am I forgetting?
Nikki Ash,
yes, her, and to put Sonya Deville on that, it's actually quite interesting, I think.
Yeah, I love this. I love this announcement. I think it's absolutely fantastic news. Obviously, we were speculating, me and the Dadleys, a while back about who could be a leading contender for Money in the Bank on the women's side of things. And Sonya Deville was up there.
Liv Morgan, she's in it. They're all coming back. Yes,
she is indeed.
Zelina Vega, that's it. They're all there.
But obviously, you know, with the whole issues that led to her, you know, stepping away from wrestling for a while, we didn't want to insist that she had to come back and had to step back in the ring unless she was absolutely ready. And that appears to be the case. It's fantastic news. She's a really strong contender for it. She can sort of, like you say, use that authority figure to politic her way in there. It's been an absolute bloody shambles when it comes to the SmackDown entrance. Obviously, we had Carmella put in there. Then she was taken out because Bayley got injured. So now Carmella is facing Bianca Belair for the Women's Championship on SmackDown this Friday. Like you said, we've got Zelina Vega, we've got Liv Morgan, Natalya's now randomly in there, and by the looks of things, Sonya Deville is going to be the final entrant. And yeah, well, we'll get into our picks a little bit later on when we get to our Twitter questions. But yeah, I think it's fantastic news. I think she's got to be up there as one of the favourites. And just as great to see her stepping back in the ring, although not like really had much choice considering the just barren landscape of women in SmackDown who can actually compete in this, who aren't like already champions or whatever. And speaking of adding to that barren landscape, let's talk a little bit about the WWE draft. Now, this was initially, we report on this, going to be happening at the end of August, beginning of September, off the back of SummerSlam. Basically, they were going to have like the Raw and SmackDowns after SummerSlam, and then the following shows were going to be drafts between those shows. But that is now not going to happen. Very complicated this, but according to Andrew Zarian of the Mat Men Pro Wrestling Podcast, who's been so hot on some of these news breaking recently, it is now going to be moved until the beginning of October. It's either going to be the Friday, the 1st of October, and the Monday following that, or Friday, October 8th, and Monday, October 4th. Meaning that the October 4th episode of Monday Night Raw, and another exclusive, is either going to be night one or night two of the draft, and the Raw season premiere. Ooh. Now, I know you can't really have a season premiere for a show that doesn't stop, but they're having it anyway, and this is going to be the 30th season premiere, so it's going to be a big, big deal. That's definitely going down on October 4th. The draft, we don't know, sometime at the beginning of October. But I love a draft, don't you, Adam Cleary?
Oh, yes. It's that one time every single year where they hit the reset button, they fix all the problems, definitely don't create any new ones and put people exactly where they need to be in order to maximize their potential talent, both in the ring and on the mic. I can't wait. Every year, they fix absolutely everything. Everything's perfect after the draft. Nothing is nonsensical. Nothing makes complete irrelevant. Look. Bless you, Adam Wilborn. God bless the enthusiasm in your eyes for saying it's the season premiere and it's going to be a big one, so you've got to tune in, you've got to watch it, because it's like you've never been hurt before. I just, honestly, the lack of cynicism in your heart is an inspiration to each and every single one of us. Like, look, we always say this whenever we're critical, whenever we're sarcastic, or whenever we're sneering about this. I would love it if on the 30th season premiere of Raw, they did a brilliant draft, they put loads of people in the right places, and they started booking a cohesive wrestling show that made the most of the incredible talent they have, both on the roster and backstage. But we have been here 30 times before. Or maybe that's unkind. Maybe just the last 20 seasons of Raw haven't quite lived up to it. There certainly were golden periods. I would love it. Love it if it was absolutely fantastic. And I will tune into it with my heart full of hope, all the same, because that has been our lot in life. That is literally our job. However, I just, for everybody else watching this, I don't want them to go, oh, well, those guys seemed up to it. I should get my hopes up. Because we don't think you should do that. We don't think you should do that.
Mate, it's, the Thunderdome era is finished. Last night's Raw was the last one to emanate from the Thunderdome. Fans are back on Friday, which means WWE are going to start trying again, and everything is going to be good, all right? Right, guys?
Look, I don't want to be that guy, but whenever stuff like this gets said, I must preface it with, that is the last show that's emanating from the Thunderdome for now. For now, that is the last show they need to do in the Thunderdome. Hooray! Crowds are back. Hooray! A bit of normality. Hooray for fun. But I've been hurt before.
Yes, exactly. But anyway, let's look ahead to Money in the Bank, because last night another match got added,
oh,
didn't it?
Oh my God, yes. It's completely come out of nowhere. They've thrown together this amazing Raw tag team. Now, cynics will say they had already booked this for Raw and it felt like a pay-per-view match. So I'm not really sure why they were booking it for next week's Raw and then have then put it on Money in the Bank when it's clearly a pay-per-view quality match. But AJ Styles and Omos will be defending their tag team titles against, I've been out of the game for a while, so let me double check the name hasn't changed for a fifth time. No, still the Viking Raiders. They're still a thing and they're going to be fighting for the Raw Tag Team Championships at Money in the Bank. Now, this does seem like this should have been a match that was on the pay-per-view from the beginning. Now, normally I understand where they will take a pay-per-view match, which has had that pay-per-view level hype and sort of excitement around it, move that onto television to try and bump a rating. I understand why that happens. Why you would book a match and say, this is a TV standard match. Wait, no, we're going to put it on the pay-per-view. Does maybe slightly undermine it, but again, taking my hands off the wheel here just to focus on the talent. That is a very exciting match. Styles and Omos versus the Viking Raiders has the potential to be absolutely excellent. So no qualms from me whatsoever to see it move to Money in the Bank. Should I run down the whole card for you while I'm here?
Yes, please.
All right, here you go. So you've got, by the way, this lovely little line I've got written down here. Emanating from Dickie's Arena in Fort Worth, Texas.
Yes!
Money in the Bank 2021 will see us see. See us see? I'm not like that. Universal Champion Roman Reigns versus Edge. Ooh. WWE Champion Bobby Lashley versus Kofi Kingston. Ooh. Raw Women's Champion Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair. Again. Raw Tag Team Champions AJ Styles and Omos versus Viking Raiders. Ooh. Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. And I should have had this up before. Alexa Bliss, Asuka, Liv Morgan, Naomi Natalya, Nikki Cross, Zelina Vega, and somebody called TBD. I don't know who that is. They're in that. Then you got the Men's Money in the Bank match, Big E, Drew McIntyre, Kevin Owens, John Morrison, Ricochet, Riddle, Seth Rollins, and Kinsuke Nakamura.
Yes.
That is, and again, preface this with the hurt in my heart, But that looks like a really good show.
Honestly, Money in the Bank is one of my favourite shows of the year. It's honestly, you know, part of the big four probably for me. I'd get rid of something like Survivor Series and put Money in the Bank in there, in my heart at the very least. I'm really excited about Sunday. Obviously, fans are going to be there. It's just, it feels like a real moment. And like you say, yeah, with that tag match, the only reason I can assume that they initially did it on TV was, well, that'll be the first Raw with fans back, so we'll put a big title match on there. What? We've lost the other title match because we've had to move it from the pay-per-view to SmackDown to do something special because we've lost the I Quit match with Bayley. Oh, bollocks, let's just hoy the tag match on the show. Obviously, we had singles matches with AJ Styles and, oh, I'm going to get this wrong. I think AJ Styles faced Ivar and Eric faced Omos with one of the Viking Raiders winning.
Well, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it too much, mate, because they'll probably just switch the names over in a couple of weeks anyway.
Yeah.
So and, I can't believe I'm sitting here doing, oh, they changed the Viking Raiders name jokes like it's 2019 or something.
Right? You need to get more up to date, Cleary, because last night Drew McIntyre destroyed Jinder Mahal's motorbike. So that was a thing.
Why?
Because, obviously, because Jinder Mahal stole Drew McIntyre's sword. Come on, mate.
Yes, sorry. The old classic wrestling trope of stolen swords, broken motorbike angles. Yeah. Oh, they've played that one out, haven't they? Jeez.
Exactly.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Anyway, we've got to finish today's news with some tragic news. You probably saw this breaking overnight. The passing of Paul Orndorff, WWE Hall of Famer at the age of 71. Mr. Wonderful, of course. A nickname given to him by Rowdy Roddy Piper. Legit, one of the most toughest men ever to lace up a pair of wrestling boots. He obviously was part of the first ever WrestleMania main event, partnering with Roddy Piper against Hulk Hogan and Mr. T. Went on to have, you know, a friendship, then a rivalry again with Hulk Hogan later on. He was not only a part of WWF, of course, but had memorable spells in WCW, Georgia Championship Wrestling, Mid-South Wrestling, Smoky Mountain Wrestling, and even popped up in Herb Abrams' UWF. His son, Travis Orndorff, has even launched a GoFundMe page to help with his father's funeral expenses. You can find a link for that on the news story for this in the at whatculture.com. We'll even try and stick it in the description here today. But yeah, awful news this, Cleary.
Yeah, it's... On the one hand, you do sort of want to, you're sort of relieved when, I mean, 71's a good old age. And yeah. We report on so many wrestling deaths where it feels like there's elements of their career gone unfulfilled or elements of their life that have gone unfulfilled. But to read all the tributes coming in last night and today, genuinely, the guy's left such an impressive legacy. Nobody's got a bad word to say about him. Like, he does truly seem like a really terrific bloke who's going to be sorely missed. But can sort of take solace in the fact that he had a wonderful career. He had a great life afterwards as well.
People sharing, like you say, yeah, just not just great matches and moments, but images and stories about him on social media last night. Of course, The thoughts of all of here at What Culture go out to Paul Orndorff, friends and family, after he passed away at the age of 71. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at What Culture WWE. Of course, you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Gary Blackwood, who says, all right, legends, do you think with Fozzy doing a UK tour in December, it might coincide with AEW's UK tour, or will Chris Jericho be taking some time off with them playing in Glasgow on the 2nd? Will it be at the Hydro? Fingers crossed. What do you reckon, Cleary?
I think Chris Jericho's done a lot of work for AEW. And, you know, the guy, he's not a young man anymore, Chris Jericho. He does need to let his body recover from these things. When I enter periods of my life where I feel like I need to slow it down a bit, I don't then go on tour with my rock band. But that's Chris Jericho for you. I don't think AEW would book a tour purely to coincide with Chris Jericho's side projects. It'd be a nice thought, and certainly very convenient. But the only reason you would do that would be to then have Chris Jericho on the shows. And I don't think Chris Jericho is going to be giving his all for his band and then literally be pulling double duty by wrestling on his nights off. As unfortunate as that may be. Now, I will say again, this is in December. So if you get any hopes about American companies flying over, we don't know what the situation is going to be then. I would dearly love to see AEW in this country at some point. I think when they first started, we did not think it was going to be, getting on now, 2 years?
Yeah.
Before they'd be able to sort of leave the US, never mind sort of get back in front of their own crowds. So it's long overdue, but imagine if it might be the end of this year, it might be sometime next year. God forbid it might even be a year or two after that. But when it does happen, can you imagine the pop, Adam Wilborn?
It's going to be absolutely bonkers. Like you say, I think it's just going to be Jericho taking some time off and just touring with his band. And I think the MGF storyline sort of dovetails quite nicely into that. Fyter Fest obviously coming up this week on AEW Dynamite. Apparently last year's Fyter Fest was meant to go down here in the UK and sort of the ongoing global bastard. So I think you're right. I think eventually they will come here, just not quite yet. Jonathan Johnson gives us our second question of the day, saying, hello, gents. With Money in the Bank coming up this Sunday, what do you guys think about The Fiend coming back, costing Alexa her chance to capture the Money in the Bank briefcase, seeing as how she is the favourite to win it?
Please, God, no. Look, 2021 has been so full of elation and hope and things getting better, but it's also been the longest, most grueling, just relentlessly intolerable year of human existence. And part of the reason for that was everything WWE did with The Fiend.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, some will say pandemic, some will say isolation, some will say terrible weather, some will say global political strife. I will say just that goddamn nursery weird storyline, Fiend's on fire and they're not the next week stuff. I would do COVID again before I would do The Fiend again, personally.
Well, did you see what happened on Raw last night with Alexa Bliss and Cleary?
No, I haven't. No, because you've been making me come on the news this morning, so I haven't had a chance to catch up this morning. Okay. What did she do?
She disappeared after being attacked by Doudrop, of course.
Oh, of course.
That's Piper Niven's new name.
I watched the backstage clip where she looked her up and down before calling her Doudrop. I was there. Somehow I lived through that.
Okay, a final question today comes from Sean Acklin, who says, who's walking out with the Money in the Bank briefcases this Sunday? I think Liv Morgan will get one because she's starting to catch fire. Make her champ, you cowards. And I think Johnny Drip Drip will get one because, to balance things out, SmackDown face Raw heel.
All I'm saying is Sonya Deville does not put that many months into making a suit look that good on television unless you're going to pair it with a briefcase.
I think that's a hell of a shout.
Can you imagine? We've seen some remember Brock party, that was very good. We've seen these customized briefcases before. Just get one to match a suit. Get a nice deep purple suit with like sort of a white lining on it, and then just like make the Money in the Bank briefcase match it. And have it just walk around like she owns the place for 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, I really would like Sonya Deville to win. We tipped her very, very early on. But I'm going to say, just to keep things interesting, I'm going to say Zelina Vega, because They've already brought her back and then immediately beaten her. So they've got the Money in the Bank track record for someone who holds that briefcase. Absolutely spot on.
They do like a really sort of like nonsensical, like, oh, this will catch you out, Money in the Bank. I mean, like, it does feel a million years ago, the last Money in the Bank, where it was sort of the first real cinematic effort. The first thing that felt incredibly unnormal, do you know what I mean, for a WWE show. And they pulled it off. We thought, oh, maybe all this is going to be okay, because, God, think of all the fun things they must have planned by giving Otis the briefcase, and then did absolutely, literally just gave Otis the briefcase because nobody thought they were going to give Otis the briefcase. That was it. That's their entire logic behind it was, oh, the marks won't see this coming. Now what do we do? Oh, I don't know, but look at their stupid faces. That was like, so yeah. I don't know. Zelina Vega coming back after being literally removed from the company, looking dead and buried with her career in WWE, coming back to a big, exciting return, and then losing. It is very much a sort of, you know, you're not going to see this coming, losers.
Men's side of things, who are you picking?
I absolutely cannot lend any support to a 41-year-old man going around calling himself Johnny Drip Drip, so I'm going to say Nakamura.
Okay. A crown and a briefcase.
Ask me why.
Why?
I don't know.
I was going to say, well, first of all, John Morrison is the most moist WWE superstar of all time. So let's put some respect on his name. But I'm going to say Big E, through a process of elimination, okay? Ricochet and Johnny Drip Dip are going to have some dripstick patter and fall off the ladder, okay? Kingsuke Nakamura is going to have a run-in with Shad Corbin, so that takes him out of the picture. Who else have we got? Drew McIntyre, sword and bike stuff with Jinder Mahal. Riddle, Orton, obviously. Who's left in that match that I can't even think of? Seth Rollins, I don't know, some patter with Edge. That's obviously leading to a match at SummerSlam. I think that's everyone. Big E.
I've just got to say.
Owens with some stuff with Sami Zayn, who should be in this match.
Money in the Bank, obviously, is quite a good gimmick as well.
Ooh.
Yeah, just tip the other. See, he's always thinking. I've got to say, I was going to do a bit there, but when you asked me, I was just going to keep guessing the names of people who've all been released over the last couple of months as a very funny bit to sort of demonstrate the level of talent they've let go and all this, blah, blah, blah. But then I remembered there would be so many people just like, God, how does he not know about all these releases? That was painful to watch.
God, yeah. Right, let's finish up with today's and finally, and this fantastic little nugget of information that came out. Shout out to Reddit Squared Circle and user Cold Coffees for pointing this out, that Kelsey Heather probably made history last night, appearing on WWE and on AEW on the same night. Modern day Rick Rude. She was a part of Lashley's Ladies on Monday Night Raw, but Monday Night Raw was, of course, taped and also popped up on AEW Doc, which I suppose was also taped. Wrestling Layla Hirsch. Incredible achievement. Congratulations to Kelsey Heather. Like I say, modern day Rick Rude, Adam Cleary.
Didn't something like this happen like quite a while ago, but not, it wasn't the same night, it was the same week. Somebody popped up on the same show. To do it in the same night, given, you know, they've literally moved NXT off the same night as Dynamite to stop competing with them, it's genuinely, genuinely very impressive. That is honestly, that's a wrestling trivia question for a few years down the line. Who was the first person to appear on AEW and WWE on the same night?
The man behind the hashtag bloody good quiz. I'm just making some notes.
Oh, you're actually writing down a question for once, are you?
for once, and stealing it from one of our contributors on the website. Loads of great quizzes up at whatculture.com. Check them all out. Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. Got the Raw review and the NXT preview coming up later on today. Plus, let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Follow both of us. You can follow Adam Cleary at
Adam Cleary, CLERY. But I'll warn you, it's literally just Love Island patter for the next couple of weeks now. And you can get Adam Wilborn at
Adam Wilborn. What were they? Like pesto out of their mouth?
It's absolutely, genuinely, the entire country, this entire country, on one of the worst, most depressing hangovers it's ever had in its entire life. And Love Island's decision was to give the contestants a challenge where they have to pass an entire Sunday roast from one end to the other using only their mouths, and they have, like, literally they have to pass it between, so like the gravy, the Yorkshire pudding, genuinely, that nearly sent me over the edge. That, honestly, I couldn't, worst day of my life yesterday. Like, couldn't watch it. Awful.
Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Adam Cleary. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Just realised how many Americans have no idea what Love Island is. Just, I know there's one in America, but I've watched the American one. No one's anywhere near as horny as ours. It's not as deranged. It hasn't got that British game show, just deranged ethic that we have. Anyway, goodbye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.